Blog Talk Radio.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh.
Hi, everyone. That was Nat King Cole. As everybody knows, I think. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow. I love that line. I hope you can all hear me. I'm here with friends in High Falls. Our Prema Swarupa group is hunkering down for a Christmas Eve night. And I have Carlos here with me, who came all the way from Spain, and he's going to act as our co-host tonight. So he doesn't know that, really. I just told him about 30 seconds ago. But let's see. How about if I introduce you, Carlos, and you can just say hello to everybody so they know that you're here. And we're going to kind of wing it tonight. So let's just say hello to Carlos first, and he can tell you about Christmas Eve and High Falls a little bit. He's a great cook, by the way. He's been cooking all day and making these fabulous Spanish dishes. So here's Carlos.
Hello, everyone. Merry Christmas. And I'm so happy to be able to talk to you this time in this wonderful night. We are having a great moment, and it's so full of light and love, and we are so excited of all the energies that we feel and all the things that we are sharing. And for me, it's a great privilege to be here right now and being able to just send you all my love and all my caring and all my compromise, because, you know, all of us, we are light workers, and we compromise for the light to be able to achieve all these wonderful, wonderful things we are doing together. And it doesn't matter if we are in Spain, we are in Philippines, we are in Africa, we are anywhere, because distance and time is meaningless. This has been a wonderful, wonderful experience for me, and we are so happy to have the privilege to share just a few minutes or hours or the eternity with all of you. And I know, I feel, and I sense in all my body and all my, I mean, all my being, I sense that things are moving so fast, that we are so privileged, that we decided to be here, that we know what we're doing, even in those moments in which we don't know what we're doing. We always know what we are doing. I hear a weird noise, but I hope you hear me too. Well, these things happen. I think it's okay. I had I hope you hear me. But anyway, we are here in High Falls. The fire is beautiful. The company of heaven, which all of us are, is beautiful. And I just wish you the very best. I cannot be a co-host because Meg is unbearable. She's the emperor. The empress. I don't know how you say in feminine. How would you say emperor?
Empress, yeah.
The empress of whatever co-host could be forever. And I know she's having a wonderful time with her family, and we send her all our love, and she's always with us. And Catherine has many things to tell you, and we have been very excited and having a lot of fun. And I can only tell you, please enjoy every single second of your life, because you are the spring of love and light, and together we can achieve everything. I'm going to pass you to Catherine now, but remember, just smile and take things very easy, because life is wonderful, and you know that. I love you all. I'll be here. I hope I can help. I will help, Catherine. Will I help?
Sure.
Sure, I will.
Sure.
Here she is. I love you all. Thank you.
Oh, Carlos. Makes you feel like you're falling in love, doesn't he? I love listening to your voice, Carlos. So I hope everyone can hear me. Would you do me a favor, those who are listening? I know it seems like the line is very quiet tonight because we don't have Meg on the other line, I guess. So I'm going to ask you, the first one in line is 613-4949. If you can hear me clearly, just press 1 on your phone and I'll see it come up on the studio. I think we're okay. Yes, okay. So Christine is here. She just called in to make sure. It's very quiet on the line when we don't have another line open. Yes, thank you. Okay, we see your message. And thanks a lot. 613. There you go. Thank you. That's a good way to send a code. So we have a pretty exciting program tonight. All fun. Sananda's going to come just for a few minutes to say hello, and he will introduce Santa Claus. I have to tell you what he said a minute ago. I asked Sananda, what do you think Santa Claus is going to talk about tonight? And he said, oh, that ho, ho, ho stuff, you know. So, well, it'll be a short program. And if someone is there with a child who'd like to call in and say hello to Santa Claus, I think that would be very nice. We did that last year, and it was really fun. So I'm going to for those of you who are new and who don't know me and were wondering who Santa Claus and Sananda are going to talk about or with, I'm Catherine. Catherine May. My website is whoneedslight.org, and you can find out just about everything you want to know about us and our work and the book called Who Needs Light and the messages from Mother and Father God and the Masters are all there on the website, along with Sananda's new scriptures, which has been recently re-edited, redesigned, with Sananda's help, and a few things added that I think you're going to find amazing and interesting and wonderful. So I think I'll turn the phone over to Carlos and let him call in Sananda, and then we'll let Sananda just have the show after that, and he can decide. All right, here you go, Carlos.
Yes, we're going to give a little time to Catherine to get ready. And actually, I want to add that new page is so easy and so beautiful. If any of you didn't have the chance to go to it, it's beautiful and it's very handy, and I love it, and I'm sure you all do too. So Catherine's getting ready, and in a few seconds, Sananda is coming. Well, I feel him already, so... Welcome, Sananda. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, dear Carlos. What a pleasure it's been today. I've been talking with Carlos earlier today, and Christine, and Catherine, and Gabriella, and even Noev, who just talks to me in her mind. She doesn't tell anybody or say anything about it, but she talks to us all the time. So it's a pleasure to be here with this shiny, beautiful group. The light from this area of the world is becoming brighter and brighter all the time. So what a pleasure to see this. The family is gathering together to do some very good work. Of course, it's fun for them too, but they're also here to do some important work. And you will be hearing about that next week. We'll have another call next week. We'll plan the time so that it's reasonably convenient for everyone. And so I'm delighted to say Merry Christmas to all of you. Now that may sound a little odd coming from Sananda, Jesus, but let me explain. I like celebrating Christmas because it isn't my birthday. My birthday was actually in the spring. So Christmas is really not about me. It's really about the celebration of the Christ consciousness coming to planet Earth. Now, when I was here, I studied, I raised my vibration, I learned, and eventually I learned to bring the vibration of the Christ consciousness here to the earth, but it is not my name. It is, well, you could think of it as my job. It was my job in that lifetime to bring the light of the Christ consciousness to planet Earth, as it is now your job. And so when we celebrate Christmas, it echoes back thousands of years to way beyond the lifetime that I came here, to the early beginnings of humanity. There have been pagan holidays. There, of course, is the winter solstice, the longest night, the shortest day of the year, which for many people represents the beginning of a new time, the beginning of new growth. And of course, from now on, all the days get longer. Every day, the sun stays longer. So it's a wonderful time of year to be celebrating new growth, change, and a time of coming out of the darkness. And this is what we're doing. We're coming out of the long dark time on planet Earth and into the light, with all of you raising your hearts, your vibration, your joy to higher and higher levels. And so you bring the Christ consciousness here to planet Earth. So you see, it's a wonderful time to celebrate. And I celebrate with you. For, of course, it is what I have wanted to do all along, what I've seen as my, well, volunteer job, you might say. I love working with all of you. I love talking with you. I love showing you how easy it really is to lift your heart. You just need to open all your sights in your mind, in your body, in your heart, in your spirit, in your soul. Open all the channels and you cannot feel anything but love when you do that. Set your sight to a high vibration. Reach for us and we will meet you halfway. Reach for us, beloved ones, and you are reaching for the Christ consciousness. And so let us celebrate a very merry Christ consciousness day. We don't need a religion. We don't need a building to celebrate in. Wherever friends gather, wherever loved ones sit around a fire or play music together or talk about their good times together. It's a time for reminiscing, isn't it? Make sure that when you reminisce, you go back and find all the beautiful times, all the thrilling, exciting times you can remember in your life. That helps you to raise your consciousness. When you're doing your healing work, do not go back to think about the dreary times or the injuries or the sad times. Think about the wonderful times behind you and the ones that lie ahead. And you will be riding the wave into a higher level of consciousness. I'm going to tell you a joke about this celebrating Christmas business. I did include in the new scriptures that Christmas is indeed not my birthday. I was not born in a manger. My parents were fairly well off as a Jewish family was permitted to be. There were restrictions on what we could have and what we could do. We were not permitted to have luxury things like leather and the accessories and accoutrements that you are used to. You don't think of them as luxuries. But, for instance, we all tied our robes with a piece of rope because we couldn't get leather belts. There was quite a lot of discrimination against Jews in those days. Although we were fairly prosperous, my father Joseph had a very comfortable farm. We all worked on the farm. And, of course, that was when I got older. But I was not born in a manger, and it was not a difficult situation. My mother was surrounded by her loving friends and family. So most of that story, of course, isn't true, although the spirit of it is fairly nice. But the star in the sky, yes, there is a star. The idea of the coming of something wonderful, that's true. The sense of expectation, of love coming in waves, that's true. So yes, let us celebrate together the coming of a new day that will be filled with love for all of us. So, this is kind of silly, but I like to tell a joke on Catherine. She can be very funny sometimes. We were talking, and I was being channeled through someone else, and I was telling the story about how we didn't have any leather to make belts, so she chipped in and said, "Oh, well, now we know what to get you for Christmas." And I can tell you, the company of heaven has been laughing at that joke ever since, as I have as well. She thought it was very funny, the idea of thinking about me celebrating Christmas and getting a present. But actually, as you see, it's not so unusual. Here I am celebrating with you. I'm sorry I can't give everyone a gift except for my love. And of course, the gift that I give all of you is to bring the Christ consciousness, to hold the light, and with my, well, I'll say it, hardworking brothers and sisters here, we have been holding the light for you, planet Earth, for our beloved humankind. We have been working very hard, and this is our gift to you. We are clearing away the darkness. Moment by moment, your galactic brothers and sisters, of which we all are, of course, all of us, we're all galactic brothers and sisters. Yes, you and me and all the company of heaven, we're all galactic brothers and sisters. We have been bringing the light, bringing the Christ consciousness here to keep the light. As you move forward, we're coming in behind you to keep your light moving, to keep you protected, so that you won't fall back into the waves of darkness that were affecting you so badly in previous months. Now, there are still plenty of people generating those dark thought forms, so we must ask you, please make our job easier. Raise your thoughts. Raise your feelings. Do not look toward the darkness. That time is done. There are now people on the ground who are taking care of these things, who are doing the job that needs to be done, and they're doing it brilliantly. What we need for you to do now, all of you, every single one of you, beloved friends, raise your sights. Look to the light. Look only to the light. Do not talk about how bad things are in the world. Do not refer to the dark ones and their history of poisonous behavior. We all know about that. Now it is time to turn your backs on all of it. It is not for you anymore to be concerned with the crimes against humanity. As you know, are being taken care of. It is all unfolding just as it should, and the people who have volunteered to work as their job to do this at this time, to help all of you, they're the ones who will be taking care of that. You don't need to think about it or worry about it anymore. You who are light workers need to do your light work. Help us. Join us. Stand side by side with us, beaming your light toward all those who will need your forgiveness, toward all those who are doing this difficult work, toward us. We love to feel your love. It nourishes us and restores us, which we need right now because we've been working nonstop. All of us, legions of angels, all the masters, all working hard to stabilize and balance and carry the light for our beloved Mother Earth and all her children. Join us. The way you join in to sing a beautiful Christmas carol, the way your heart lifts when you see candles lighted in a large group, the way you feel when you see the moon shining in the sky, hold that. Hold that light. Look only upward, only to the future, only to the wonderful times we have ahead. And of course, we have a real treat tonight because our beloved Santa has been patched in Well, I was going to tell you, we sent a scout ship to intercept Santa and to carry the reindeer. We have plenty of room to open our panel and allow the reindeer and the sleigh to come into the ship and be carried with us in the hold, and then Santa can come up into the ship and speak with you. So we promised him it would be a short time so that he can get back to his route around the world. But he was delighted because he knows that there's a large audience here and he can speak with everyone, and he knows there are children as well. So we only intercepted him for a moment in time, and when we released the sleigh and send him on his way, we'll make sure we put him back into the time slot where he left, so he hasn't missed a moment. So he'll be here to talk with you in a moment. Yes, I hear his tread on the step. He's coming to join me. Well, hello, dear St. Nicholas. How lovely to have you with us. I hope you're comfortable. The crew showed you everything you might need. Did they give you a snack?
Ho, 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 ho.
Well, Sananda, oh, ho, ho. You know how many snacks I've had today. It is a wonderful trip. I have been all through the East and Europe, and I am now heading to my special places across the Western Hemisphere. And I know there are many children waiting, but I hope that you have a few who will call in and talk to me, because I love children and I love to talk with them. And it is a beautiful night out there. We follow the stars. We see the light shining from the ground. You should see how beautiful you are. And we make our trip across every house and into every chimney. You know, Sananda mentioned the time slot. I'll bet people always wondered how on earth could Santa possibly go to every house and every child. Well, I have a secret for you. Santa Claus knows how to stop time. We slip in and out of dimensions. And when we come in our sleigh, we come out of the higher dimensions. We come down the chimney at your house. We leave your presence. We whisk ourselves away back into the higher dimensions. So we don't actually have to fly from house to house and all around the globe. And we can take our leisure time, and it is no time for us. This is our secret. And this is how we're able to visit all the children who wish for us to come. Let me tell you what it's like from what we can see up here. There are bright lights and Christmas lights everywhere. It makes it very easy for me to navigate, because the lights are different at Christmas. Everywhere you see red and green and white lights blinking, and sometimes even blue and yellow and orange. It's a beautiful sight. And we hear the Christmas music. It wafts up into the sky. Such a beautiful thing. And as Sananda was saying, it really, Christmas is all about love, isn't it? It's all about being with the ones you love and hugging them and feeling their presence around you and rejoicing at being together. That really is what Christmas is about. And then we're so filled with love and happiness, we cannot resist giving presents to everyone. That's why we give presents, isn't it? It doesn't matter if anyone gives you a present in return. It's just such fun to give people presents. As you know, I've made it my life's work to give presents. Can you imagine a better job? Can you imagine being Santa? It's a wonderful thing, I tell you. I love my place at the North Pole, and we're busy all year round. Of course, it's not quite as busy early on, but we like to spend our summer time thinking about all the things we're going to make for the children, and we look forward to it. So all of you, I want to send you my heart's full of love to each and every one of you, and especially to the children, to the beautiful children. Now remember, when you get your presents this Christmas, make sure you give each one who gives you a present a great big hug, and see if you can say this after me. Ho, 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 ho. Can you make your belly wiggle when you laugh? It's a lot of fun. You know that game where you put your head on someone else's tummy and they start to laugh and then you start to laugh and then everyone is laughing. That's what I like to do. I like to make everyone laugh. So when you hear my sleigh bells, remember, Santa is coming to town. Ho, ho, ho.
Well, this has been a wonderful message from Santa. Thank you, Santa. It's wonderful. I mean, who is not going to allow the beauty of what is forever in our hearts? And Santa is in everybody's heart because we have to be the little children with the purity and with the consciousness of the possibility of everything that is in this beautiful universe. Santa, thank you very much. You have given this beautiful light that I hope all the children will listen to the archives, because I want to laugh like you. Ho, ho, ho. We should all laugh like that.
Christine,
laugh.
Christine, can you do it?
Ho, ho, ho.
A little deeper.
Yeah.
Older.
Ho, ho, ho. Oh, oh.
Well, Christine did a wonderful job. I just want to tell you, thank you very much for being here with us. And we all together can make the world ho, ho. Oh, thank you, Catherine. It's been a wonderful, wonderful moment here. I'm so grateful to be in this wonderful house, in this wonderful heaven on earth. Thank you, Sananda. Thank you, Santa. Thank you, God. Thank you, One. And I'm so happy. And here comes the music. And I'm going to pass it to Catherine, because the last word is for her. Thank you, Catherine.
Oh, I think the last word is love. Everyone, find your loved one.
And Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas. Happy holiday to everyone. Make sure you hug someone today.
And make sure you ho, ho, ho.
Bye-bye, everyone. Until next week.
So long. Thank you.
Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child got a spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering.
Goodbye.